Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Hello, it's 6:08-ish, and it's Tuesday morning. Just get her done Tuesday. But right now, if you're calling number nine, oh my God, this is so good. You will instantly win a pair of run of engagement passes to see Downton Abbey whenever you want while it's running. Oh my God. In theaters everywhere this Friday, September 20th. We're all going to go see it tomorrow. Oh my God. I cannot wait.
I can hear some people out there right now going, when does hell freeze over? Is that a time to go see this?
That is not
Vinny,
a time.
That's what I'm going because our friend Caleb wants to go. So I'm like, fine.
Just send Caleb with me
too.
If you don't want to go. God, you're such a baby.
I don't want to go.
I said.
Just send like Caleb movies. With me.
Just don't go. So bummed.
And I hate stupid English.
You need
Will
to like
shut
movies.
Up. Oh my God. You know what? I actually want you to go because I think you'll wind up actually liking
it. Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah. And then you'll be like, I have to go back and watch that series.
She doesn't like sitting still
good.
For 2 hours.
I know, she doesn't.
Yeah, that's another
well, we've
thing.
Seen some. Dark. We've seen if some cruddy movies during the, you know, when we go to these screenings. Like when we
Ready Player One.
God, we were so excited for Ready Player One and we went and watched that piece
dying.
Of poo.
I was dying. I had put my jacket over my head.
Look
just
at
to
I was like, just
myself.
Leave. Just leave.
Sounds I was like, I hate this.
I leaned over about 20 times. I'm like, this is awful. This is stupid. That's not how it goes.
I liked it.
No, but, you didn't.
But I didn't watch, I didn't read the book.
Neither
and it
did
was
I.
Just, well, you don't like movies in general, though.
I mean, I like movies. I just don't like going.
I think this is only a 90-minute movie. I don't know.
Is it?
Can we find out? How long is the Downton Abbey
movie?
Yeah,
I'll check right now.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. That's one of my favorite shows of all time. I would put it right up there with like Game of Thrones, the first six seasons.
Really?
I just love it. I think it's great. And I'm so happy that I get to see all these beloved characters again. I even watch other shows that, it's the main chick. It's Lady Mary, but her Michelle Dockery. Mm-hmm. I'll watch other stuff that she's in just to get a glimpse of her. She was in that Godless movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, series. Yes.
I really hope you didn't already say this, but I was looking at something else. So Downton Abbey, the TV show, is over.
Yes, been over for years.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be no more of that. That's why the movie is got it.
Yes. So they're just doing a. I hopefully not a one off. Wouldn't it be great if the thing actually makes money?
How
and
many
they
of
do?
These
well,
things
saying,
are there that work? How did Entourage do?
Oh,
not well.
I enjoyed Entourage, but it first weekend, it did real crappy and then went away.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it because it would just seem
I
like
did too. I liked seeing the guys again. And, yeah.
They had the New York premiere of Downton Abbey. I believe it was last night.
Oh.
And so one of the main ladies, who I don't know her name, was saying that they are, if it does well, they are already talking about doing a second one.
Oh, fantastic. God,
what other TV
that?
Shows yes. are there that have tried this, though? Because I
Tons,
could only
actually,
think of Entourage.
Like Firefly did, which is like a... I want to say it's a J.J. Abrams show.
Uh-huh.
They wound up coming back and putting that out. Actually, the show I'm watching right now, Deadwood. There's a Deadwood movie too.
Oh,
how'd it do?
You know what? Is it even out yet? Or is that why we're on this? Oh my God, this Calamity Jane character on this thing. I'm gonna be her for Halloween.
Downton Abbey's runtime is 2 hours and 3 minutes.
What?
Did you say 2:30?
2 hours and 3 minutes.
Oh, that's longer than I thought. I figured there'd just be a quickie. I'm fine with it. Yuzi, don't go. Just send Caleb to me. He'll be fine.
All right.
Done.
That was easy. Fine, I won't go. Yeah, he knows where it is, doesn't he? Or have him come
I'll,
here. I think
I'll
I'm going to walk
him.
From here. So
okay,
he can just come here at 9:30.
Oh, it's out here.
It's over at Variety Club.
I thought it was going to be like, you know, down the block from your house.
Why don't you come too?
Well, I haven't watched an episode yet.
So what?
What if I watch it? What if I do want to watch the whole series? Now I'm spoiled for the whole series.
You know who wound up with who?
I have 8 good seasons to watch right now.
Yeah, you do.
So
lucky.
It's true.
I know.
I know. You guys are lucky.
I'll be honest. I turned it on last night before I went to sleep.
You did?
I was out
and
within 5 minutes.
And it put you to sleep.
He was out before the first scene, the first uncut scene where they're just walking through the whole house. Well, that's too bad for you.
I noticed the theme song was different, though, than what I normally play.
Oh, really? You know?
It was similar to this, but there was more. There was like, I don't know, different variations of this theme song. Throughout the intro. So maybe I'll get on that as I'm watching it.
I don't recall it being different from this.
Slightly different.
Huh. Yeah. All right. You know, well, you would know.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, if you're calling nine right now, I think the contest might be over.
Right. Yeah, they got their
okay,
winner.
Okay, great, good. Congratulations, whoever won. Are we going to have these tickets throughout the week, or is this just today?
I believe we'll have them till Friday.
We are also at 7 o'clock going to have tickets for Janet Jackson, and at 9 o'clock, tickets for the Hello Mega Tour, Green Day, Fall Out Boy, Weezer. So we're ticket central, basically.
Okay. Yeah, we are.
If you like tickets, you should stick around.
Last night, obviously, based on my Instagram, John Mayer was last night.
Yeah.
Do you want to start with the John Mayer thing? So somebody wrote to us and said that there were all kinds of surprises, and that at one point... Do you have it? You don't have it yet.
I didn't know you guys were doing this.
No,
we weren't
doing it, but since you brought it up, he played at the Chase Center last night, and I guess there were, you took my...
I sure did.
You took my thing.
Here it is.
But he had some special guests, some exciting special guests come on the stage. So do you have it ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Here it is. This is from Carrie. Good morning, Sarah, and the morning show. Had a blast at last night's John Mayer concert at the new Chase Center. Surprise appearance by Bob Ware, which included a Grateful Dead song. That's not super surprising. He's basically in that band now.
Yeah.
Then another surprise when Sammy Hagar ran out on stage to join in.
So is this just a person's video?
That's what it looks like, yes.
Oh, man. People are
watching their concerts through. But luckily, she had her phone going at that point.
No, yeah. That is... absolutely blocking someone else's view, but they got the footage
and we got to see it. So thank you for sending that, Carrie.
Yeah, and I think she took that video too.
And by
very
the way,
well done.
I don't know how long that video is, but she says Sammy comes out around the 7:30 mark.
That's about 12 minutes. 12,
so
17.
She was taping for a while.
That's a strong arm you got there.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, I bet that she might have recorded the whole thing.
Maybe she even has like one of those little sticks that you put your thing on.
Oh, isn't that great?
You just stand there with it, hold it still.
I'm blocking your view and it doesn't even hurt me.
Yeah.
Or maybe they can get one for your head, you know, like a hat that holds your phone.
Oh, like you could do that, like have a little GoPro. But then I suppose that if you moved your head, that would be very sick-making for the audience.
Yeah, but they get to see what you get to see. Yeah. Every time you look over to see if, you know, who's at the exit door or the bathroom.
Sure.
Right. Can be like, oh,
who's doing what out in the crowd? Oh, look at that guy. He's going crazy.
Point of view.
Okay. We're going to start with... Oh, do I have a spot? No, I don't. Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart. This is such BS. I'm just going to read you the story as written and you tell me.
Okay.
Kevin Hart's being sued for $60 million by the woman in his sex tape. What? In 2017, he cheated on his wife in a Las Vegas hotel room with a woman named Montia Sabag. Or Sabag. Pretty soon, a friend of Kevin's named JT Jackson tried to blackmail Kevin with this video. JT ended up being charged with 2 counts of extortion, and he lost his friendship with Kevin, the ex-friend. Kevin apologized for being unfaithful, and he and his wife are still together. So good for them. And he's always denied having anything to do with recording the festivities. But Montia... the woman in the tape thinks Kevin was in on it the whole time for the publicity, because that's what Kevin wanted in 2017 when he was one of the biggest movie stars, even forget comedians, movie stars in the world, and was a married dude. That's what he wanted, publicity for banging some chick he picked up. She's suing for intentional infliction of emotional distress and invasion of privacy. Meanwhile, he is recovering from massive injuries and 3 places where he broke his back in that car accident. Let's see. When the story first broke, Kevin played more like the victim. Kevin, like her, was a victim, according to her. She stood by Lisa Bloom. Lisa Bloom is that big attorney. Is she?
And she's the daughter of... Gloria Allred.
That's right.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So she's the newest.
So she's interning for her mom.
Basically.
No, the woman's 50 years old.
Oh!
But she's fallen in her mom's footsteps because she takes these high-profile cases.
Correct.
So Lisa Bloom is standing there as Montia Sabag's attorney. And Bloom said, Kevin had no idea that the sexual liaison was being secretly filmed in a Cosmopolitan Hotel in Las Vegas suite.
Uh-oh.
Very fancy. Bloom also made Sabag's position clear. She didn't want a cent from Kevin. Rather, she wanted to hunt down the perpetrator and bring him to justice. Meanwhile, two lawyers later, Montia has changed her story. She recently made a secret financial demand to Kevin, asking for low six figures. And Kevin's lawyer said, no, and didn't offer a penny. Now they have filed a $60 million lawsuit against Hart and JT Jackson, Kevin's former friend, the one who was charged with extortion. And now she's turning on Kevin, saying he was in on it so he could get publicity. Which is okay, lady. And it looks like Kevin's actually been working with the district attorney for 2 years on the case. Seems odd that he'd be so involved if he was secretly behind this whole thing. She said Kevin let that JT guy into the room to set up the camera equipment. And by the way, he is, so he's in the hospital from that car crash. And but basically the word from his camp is there will not be one penny paid to this woman. Money.
That does seem to be
ridiculous.
I'm not an Antonio Brown fan, and I don't know anything about that dude's personal life, but he is currently he's the guy who just got himself shipped out of the Raiders to the Pats. He's got a lawsuit against him right now, and it's civil, so it's about money. And that lady, who I don't know what happened to her, I have no idea.
Me neither.
That supposedly she was his trainer.
Well, he says that, yeah, we have had sex, but it was consensual and ongoing.
Right.
And she's saying, no, that dude raped me.
Right. So that there is, but this is about money.
Uh-huh.
And so, another woman has stepped forward, right, yesterday?
I read it yesterday. She's not stepping forward looking for money yet. But she said she was hired to paint a mural at his house, among other things, which I don't know really what that meant. I guess they met when she was displaying some of her artwork.
I see.
And he said, you should paint something at my house, something along those lines. So she was working at his house for 2 days while she painted a mural of some, probably of him, knowing these athletes.
Hands right. Catching a ball, you know.
But apparently while she was in the middle of doing this work, painting, he walked out of his house, into the room naked, with a washcloth over his ween, and started talking to her.
That's a good look.
Hot.
Is he hanging it off of there, or just holding
it over?
I don't know
the details.
It's so big, it's not even a washcloth. Right.
It's a hand towel. He's got to hold it by one corner so it hangs down diagonally. Let's get the whole thing covered.
Yeah.
So she didn't take him up.
Oh, that's too bad.
On the display, and
she's
at that point,
I'm working. I'm painting.
Right. He ceased. The relationship ended when it turns out she wasn't there to do him.
As in, the relationship ended and she was asked to leave before completing the mural?
No, she finished the mural. Oh. She got I don't know the details of that. I'm sure she was paid, or maybe she wasn't. I don't know. But he ghosted her at that point.
Did he not pay for the mural?
I don't know.
Well, I guess all this will come out as the story gets investigated.
I'm going to guess she got her money and then he...
So she's mad that he flashed her.
She's not asking for anything. She's simply saying this is this dude's character.
All right.
That's what she came forward to do. There was no ask for money. She said, I'd heard he did this to a lady, and I'm here to tell you this is what he did to me.
And I am not a star ever. I left. Moving on to Liam and Miley. So sad. Hold on, let me get some sad music here. When did Liam Hemsworth realize that he was breaking up with Miley Cyrus?
That he was breaking up?
That they were breaking up. Oh, I guess I'm breaking up with her. It was when he read it on the internet.
Oh.
Look, he knew there was some trouble in paradise. They'd been working on their marriage. He was working real hard. But he was blindsided when Miley's people announced their separation.
He saw what?
That's a joint statement, huh?
Did he read that on the internet from Australia? Because they've got a weird deal.
They do have a weird deal.
Like,
and honestly,
it's hard for me to understand that he's shocked when he's
in another country.
24
another
hours
continent.
Of flying away. Like, isn't that a 24-hour flight?
Easily.
So.
So they had problems, Vinny. He just didn't know they were breaking up until he found out on the internet. It's sad. In fact, I want to say, only a day or two after the whole thing was announced, it was like him hanging out in a bar with his brothers, right?
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't like he flew there immediately. I think he was already there, and he was like, oh, I guess this is where you find these things out then.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, New York Post. So it wasn't an unexpected breakup necessarily. They were headed that way, but Liam was trying to save the marriage. He wasn't ready to call it quits yet until he read his joint statement with Miley Cyrus. It's like, oh, well, I guess that's over. And I'll end with this. It's been floating around for a couple days because they announced new cast members at SNL. I think they had the first Asian American woman, then there was another white chick, and then there was this guy, Shane Gillis.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane is obviously a comedian, and I actually feel bad for him because he's such an idiot. I think if you're going for a show, I don't know. I just think in this day and age, just don't make racist jokes, don't make homophobic jokes, just don't do it. Unless you just want to stay at the level that you're at, like playing little crappy clubs or something. Like, because you can't mainstream from that. You just can't do it. Because people, immediately they hear your name and they Google you. And then all this crap pops up about you. Like, didn't SNL Google this guy?
Well, what I read, because I don't know what he said. What I read is he nailed his tryout.
Like, I'm sure he did, right?
Crushed it. And they were like, hired right there. So that's one of the issues this guy has, is that he was so good, they went, oh, that guy.
You're in.
Done. And then whatever they said, our vetting process clearly wasn't very good. But
well, obviously.
I don't know how deep of a dive they had to do to get to whatever it was that's damning him.
Well, I heard the news. When was it? Did they announce it? Like last Friday or something?
That he was hired?
Yeah. And then by the next day, I was hearing all this. I mean, I don't know how deep a dive they had to do. Just go back 10 years in his Twitter? I just don't know.
Well, there's video.
Oh, video too of performances? Great.
Of him, what looked like on a podcast.
Oh.
Or, well, they didn't have podcasts 10 years ago, did they?
I don't
know. Anyway,
if they did, they were the early
ones. He had a microphone
ones.
In front of him, and he was talking to his friend. It was being videoed, and he talked about Asians.
Yeah. Okay, so I didn't even know what was said. So he's making
some Asian
slurs,
epithets. But also homophobic stuff too. Like he would use like the gay F word for you know, to put down other people, and it just, you know.
10 years ago that was?
Oh, I don't know when it was. Not 10 years ago. Mm. I mean, who knows when?
I don't know how long ago.
I'm just saying, you dig back into some, like, so many, even Kevin Hart has, there's homophobic, like, highly
that
homophobic.
That he's apologized for.
Right,
I'll
sure.
tell you something, every one of a certain age group has probably made that mistake in their life. Mm-hmm. As young man, we use the gay F word all the time.
Yep.
All the time. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely
didn't even know what it meant, and you
part
were saying
of your vocabulary, no question. Now it stands out as I'm a radio show host in San Francisco, and I've become extremely sensitive that that's hurtful, whatever. But I think the majority of the people in America, that's still out there being used all the time.
Right.
So that one, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that in terms of the guy not getting the job over that.
Well,
it seems like, I bet you if Lorne took a good hard look at his own life, he'd be like, well, yes, I have said that.
You know, I think the problem is that our lives are so documented now, you know, mm-hmm. like even if you've scrubbed your accounts, there were people with cameras at your shows and those people can pop that video up and there you are saying the things that now you wouldn't say. Now you've learned. But this dude, you know, I'm sure it was his lifelong dream to be on SNL.
Oh, I bet.
Now it's over.
I'm sure. You know what it comes down to, though? Lauren probably had to say to him. Or maybe he didn't even say anything yeah. to him, but it comes down to, dude, we're a corporation, yeah. and we need to be in business with people who aren't out there with damning evidence against yeah. them.
So this Shane Gillis guy, who was hired 4 days ago or whenever on SNL, is now fired. He says, it feels ridiculous for comedians to be making serious public statements, but here we are. I'm a comedian who was funny enough to get on SNL. That can't be taken away. Of course, I wanted an opportunity to prove myself at SNL, but I understand it'd be too much of a distraction. I respect the decision they made. And he said, I was always a Mad TV guy anyway. Guess what, buddy? You wouldn't get Mad TV either. because they would also say no. Anyway, there's your early trash, Vinny. What's coming up?
A woman had a dream and then it happened.
Oh, no. Is that good or bad?
It's bad. And more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This is an email, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. The subject is, hello from Paris.
Hello, Paris.
Hey, radio family. Listening to you from Paris, France on the Radio.com app. Yeah. My wife and I have been listening to you from the beginning when we used to commute together from Santa Rosa to San Francisco. We, Cassie and John, are in Paris celebrating her 50th birthday our 24th wedding anniversary. Oh. Damn, that's a good place to spend your 50th,
yeah,
huh? Oh, we'll just go to Paris. Yeah. Aww. She is the greatest wife ever, and it would be great if you could give Cassie a birthday shout out. Love you guys, John. Cassie! Cassie has her own John. See?
Oh, good to have a John.
Happy 50th birthday, yay, Cassie. The greatest thing about being 50 is it's so much easier to say no to things. You just like, here, just look at something and go, no, I don't care about that. I'm not doing it.
Do what you want.
John! Anyway, happy birthday, Cassie.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years, and the September sales event on now.
All right.
That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening.
All right.
I'm going to begin with Jenna Evans. You know her?
I know that name.
You do?
Sure, Jenna Evans. Where do I know her from?
She's a lady in San Diego.
Oh, maybe I don't know her.
I don't know her.
I don't know anybody in San Diego.
Nobody?
Can't think of one person.
All right.
You obviously
do. Yeah,
I
know a ton of people there.
I don't know anyone in San Diego.
Jenna Evans of San Diego. On Tuesday night, she had a dream that she and her fiance Bobby were on a train fighting some, quote, bad guys.
Oh.
When Bobby said, swallow your ring so they can't get it. This is in the dream. She's dreaming. She's in the middle of a fight. She's dreaming.
Uh-huh.
They probably both just, you know, let me see. They're engaged.
Okay.
So Bobby's the fiance.
So she's got an engagement ring. So you better swallow that, because we don't want the bad guys to get that from us. All right.
When Jenna woke up, she realized she'd swallowed her engagement ring.
In her sleep, she took it off, put it in her mouth, and swallowed it?
Yep.
That's incredible. I thought the whole thing about dreams, or when you're almost paralyzed. Like, you can't, I guess people do sleepwalk, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely they sleepwalk.
Yeah.
Oh, haven't you, I think that's Ambien related, but that whole trying to do people while they're trying to sleep,
because
there you are on Ambien. I think I've heard that. I've never seen it or had it done to me.
Yeah, I never planned to either. Ambien sounds like a nightmare.
Anita had a dream where she was dreaming about something attacking her. She rolled off the bed like she was in the military. stuck. And I was like, what are you doing? But she had that dream that she was like getting away from somebody.
Oh.
And she just took action in bed. So I think that can happen.
That's crazy. Mm. Well, obviously it can. I mean, if this lady took her ring off, held it in her sleeping hand, stuck it in her sleeping mouth, and swallowed it with her sleeping throat.
Yep.
Like, that is crazy.
We've heard people driving.
Yeah, well, sure.
On Ambien.
On Ambien.
She could feel it in her stomach. It was painful.
Oh.
Oh, no.
She didn't want to wait until it took the natural course.
Well, that would tear you apart.
I don't know. She seemed to get it down her throat okay.
Well, even that.
Maybe she's, you know, those areas are in a lot of use. I don't know.
Talented.
I don't think I could swallow a ring.
I don't either. Well,
if we had to,
I guess if you had to, but
I
with a rock on it, that'd be, I guess if the rock was pointing upward, right? And it just drags down.
I don't think I could do it.
I don't know.
I can get pills down fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get them in there. Yeah.
You dump some water on them.
Get them behind, like at the back, and then you drink water real quick. But I don't, a ring?
I know.
I mean, I guess she had, maybe she has really small fingers. But anyway, so she swallowed it.
Maybe it was a tiny
little stone. The docs were able to get it out of her through an upper endoscopy.
Oh, so they just reached in and grabbed it out.
Oh, wow.
The procedure
put a little hook
well.
Down there.
The doctor's got the ring out, and Jenna says she's happy to have it back, and she and Bobby are getting married in May.
Oh, that's great. Well, that is
something
to think about. Like, honestly, I think it's like it's the same reason you don't, well, most people don't pee themselves in bed, you know? Like, even when you're dreaming you have to pee,
yeah,
you just don't
that.
Do it. Like, there's something in you that
wakes
stops you from
up.
Doing
yeah.
Or just stops you, you know?
Yeah.
It's like even like that Anita rolled off the bed, like that must have just been total crisis mode because you have dreams where you're getting chased all the time, but you're not running in place in bed.
That's right.
Not usually.
My dog does that though.
Yeah, that's funny when dogs and cats are.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's just great that they're having a sweet dream. Yeah. Hopefully it's a sweet dream.
There's a list now in front of me of the 10 safest big cities to visit.
Oh. The safest big cities.
You've been to Japan, correct?
Yeah, I have.
Tokyo is number one.
Yeah, I felt very safe there.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I stuck out like a sore thumb, but I felt safe.
Everyone
was very
nice.
Polite.
Yeah, they're very nice.
Would you consider that city crowded?
Uh-huh.
Like when more crowded than
more crowded
here.
Than any place I've ever been. To the point where when you would get in an elevator to go like back to your room and if you were alone, you actually felt like the world falling away from you because you're just, I'm telling you, when we got onto a train, they would come behind you with these boards and push people onto the train. Like you've never been in such
like
close quarters.
Like pushing the space out of the,
like
the,
if there were, say,
the car.
You know, you're five people back from the front, from the doors. You go, oh, I guess we're not going to get onto this train. Oh, yes, you are. They come with the board and they shove you onto the train. It's unbelievable.
I hadn't experienced that. But
it was unreal. And I told you, like, that guy got so mad at me because I was getting shoved from behind as we're getting off the train. And I kind of, like, grabbed onto this guy to not hit the deck. And he's all, go off me. I hate you. I'm like, oh, sorry.
He spoke English?
No, I think he said it in Japanese, but I knew exactly what he was saying.
All right. Singapore.
Mad.
Osaka. Japan, on the list.
All these Asian cities.
Safest big cities to visit. Amsterdam, you've been there too.
And honestly, there was a lot going on there, but it did feel safe.
Huh, what do you mean a lot going on?
There's hookers everywhere, and there's pot everywhere,
and
there's
all good.
People out at all hours of the night having a great time, and it was just, it couldn't have been friendlier.
Australia, Sydney, Australia, Toronto.
Oh, Toronto, yeah.
DC
of course
makes the list.
DC? Huh.
Now, DC, the part where you go visit your government,
yeah.
I feel that's pretty safe, but I've heard
the
verbs of DC are absolutely hairball.
Mm-hmm.
Super dangerous.
Maybe they just mean
okay.
The political parts.
The part where the cherry trees are? Okay.
Right.
Fine.
Sure. And the reflection pool, and all the Smithsonian, and all the museums. The monument.
This guy.
What about this guy?
A 22-year-old guy named Eric Villasenor.
Oh.
Of Sylmar, California. Lives with his parents. 22. Lives with his parents. That's not bad.
Sure, no. I mean, it's not. We're at Code Orange. We're all right.
It's not ideal, but it's the norm.
Sure.
22.
We get to 25. We're getting 29.
Right. No, 29, you got to be out of there.
That's
you got to
cool
figure
red.
It out. You got to go live hard.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
Some people are just so happy living at home.
Well, maybe that's the parents' mistake.
Right. Well, I'm saying the parents are at code red. That's not the kid. The kid is perfectly happy where
but
they
if
are.
You're
all
a parent
at me with food and
you keep shelling out as that kid walks by. Here's another 50.
Yeah, sure.
Here's another 50.
Help yourself. What's mine is yours.
Right.
Yes, what can I do for you, dear? I'll give you right there with it, hon. It's coming. Give me a second. Right, I hear you. You want ketchup? You're like, halibut?
22-year-old guy named Eric Villasenor of Sylmar, California, lives with his parents, and apparently their payback for the free place to live was, you're coming with us to the L.A. County Fair.
Oh. So he went with his parents.
He didn't want to go, though.
Oh.
So on Friday, he sent an email to the fair saying, I was told that someone was planning to do a mass shooting on Sunday at the fairground.
Oh, no.
The police and FBI traced that right back within a couple hours.
Yeah.
Boom.
He didn't even bother to go to an internet cafe. He's just too lazy to leave the house. Who told you about this, son?
Eric, we're the FBI. Hello.
FBI.
Anyway, it was a hoax. It was his way of trying to get out of having to go to the LA County Fair with his mom and his dad.
Mm.
He was just going to have them shut that thing down.
Mm.
The police say they're going to be looking for Eric to reimburse them for the cost of the investigation for his fake threat.
Mom, I got a bill here from the FBI. Did he go to the fair?
Doesn't say, but they can't make that one sting enough.
No. For real.
Like, if you're the FBI, don't you go, listen, you don't want to do something with your mom and dad, run away. You're 22.
You don't even have to run away. Like, that's not even called running away anymore at that point. That's called just becoming an adult.
We're going to green light you running away. Just go ahead.
Just call it running away. Just run away for the day. Come back on Monday.
Eric.
What a disappointment that guy is.
God.
I'm surprised he doesn't get, like, charges.
Yeah.
Yeah, at a time when this is so possible.
Right.
And that it would put everybody on alert and would make them react with you know, haste.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to check this out right now.
Right.
You know, Gilroy. It just happened.
Right.
Dude. Eric.
Yeah.
Douchebag. Sorry, that's maybe one too many.
No, absolutely not. I think it's one too few.
Eric, run away. Just run away from your parents' house, and then you can do whatever you want every day.
Run away.
Jesus. Unbelievable.
Oh,
you're doing Greg Kinn.
No, I'm doing Psycho Killer. Qu'est-ce que c'est? She's a little runaway.
No, that's not. Wait, that's now I'm completely screwed up.
You were thinking
the Unbreakable song.
Broken up a good just an hour before.
That little part is what made me think you were talking about him.
I was doing It's a little bit slightly different.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, it's all right, man.
And I'm a Talking Heads guy.
No, no. I know you are. That's why I was hoping.
And frankly,
you would...
I don't have any Greg Kinn, but I just that's what I thought.
Right. Hmm. It was a good guess. I mean, it was a solid guess.
Our text number is
Psycho Killer. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
You don't need to know it. You know it.
Know it. We should be in your speed dial.
We should
be on your favorites list so you can immediately.
Run away.
Yeah.
We were doing a different part of the scene.
We knew what part we were doing then. It's all right. Psycho Killer. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Where were we? Oh, yeah. 800-400-3697. 707 says, that comedian Gillis, his name?
Shane Gillis,
the guy who was hired on SNL. And I was impressed. Like, apparently this guy crushed his tryout. They hired him right there.
That guy just had the highest and lowest in 1 week you can possibly have. I feel for him. I mean,
I never heard of him until yesterday.
Crashed. Me neither. I never heard of him.
But Gillis made those comments back in May. It was not 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. So very recent.
Yeah. Not good.
6-5-0. And he was pulled from SNL because these.
So they did a horrible job of vetting him.
I guess.
Horrible. As in they didn't.
But like I said, the way the article was written for me, he crushed it so hard. He was hot. Like they went, oh, this guy. Mm. Done.
It's too bad. Too bad.
Yeah, I mean.
I feel for him.
I mean, think about all of the talented people who. Like, Capurro is a super talented dude.
I agree.
He's never been on SNL.
Nope.
That's
It's an incredible achievement. And now he has not achieved it.
650 says, no, the problem is people are too GD sensitive now.
No, it's that people are speaking up about the things that are offensive to them. I mean, I get that people think that we're way too PC, and at times we are. But if he's out there making Asian jokes and homophobic slurs in 2019, there's really no place for that. That's nothing but offensive. And if you can't be funny without doing that, what do you do? I mean, I'm sure he can be funny without doing that. I'm sure he didn't do that in his SNL thing. He obviously can be funny. Those things are offensive to people.
That's actually where I come down.
Don't be a douche.
Comedians essentially work for themselves.
Right.
And their audience is their boss.
Right. So you can go see that. If that doesn't offend you, then go. Because that's what he's dishing out.
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, jeez. Hold on. I have to grab it. Christie Brinkley has injured herself. And now she's not on Dancing with the Stars anymore.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.